Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2, the Friday edition. The 4 o'clock happy hour is getting happier up in here. And your participation, always appreciated. 844-967-2789. Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's the local paper in Milwaukee here, the paper of record in the state of Wisconsin. On World AIDS Day, Senator Ron Johnson said the 1980s crisis was overhyped by Anthony Fauci. Oh, Ron. Now, I don't know that Ron's evil per se, but he's definitely ignorant. I'm not sure. I mean, I used to have Ron down to the studio. Ron came on the show 6-7 years running. Some people out there are going like, yeah, we remember. Not our favorite episodes.
I wouldn't categorize him as stupid, though. I'd say willfully ignorant. But again, I think John Nichols pointed out the other day, if being smart was what Ron Johnson needed to get elected, that's exactly what he would do.
He'd be intelligent.
He would be intelligent if the people that were voting for him
get himself
wanted him to
readers.
Be intelligent. Yeah.
So you think he is, or perhaps just extending the words of John Nichols, you think he's just playing the fool?
Playing the fool so that he can go and be just like the folks that he's absolutely nothing like.
Real quick, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson this week said the nation's top health official overhyped the threat of AIDS during the 1980s. Stunning activist who described a terrifying decade when tens of thousands of people died while government leaders were slow to act. The Oshkosh Republican said Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, since 1984, overstated AIDS when it first began killing gay Americans, inexplicably, and that he was doing the same with COVID-19 today. Well, that's the parallel. I mean, Ron, I didn't know you back in 1984. I was just a teenager then. But I strongly suspect the vast majority of the Reagan Republicans, I mean, think about it. Ronald Reagan was not exactly a sympathetic figure to the gay community. Barely even acknowledged that people could get AIDS. Let me read on. Here is what Johnson said on the Foxy News with Brian Kilmeade. He created all kinds of fear. Johnson, you know, apparently talking about Fauci. He created all kinds of fear, saying it could affect the entire population.
It did.
When it couldn't. Well, Ron, of course, is saying that Fauci, and initially, and I've seen other reporting of this, you know, back in the early 1980s, Fauci didn't explicitly say you could only get AIDS from sexual contact or intravenous drug use. The origins, the transmissibility of the disease was much less clear then. But I don't recall any Republicans crying on behalf of the gay community and out there arm in arm trying to what? Better society? Help solve the AIDS crisis? I didn't see a lot of Republicans. At least history doesn't remind me of a lot of Republicans. And in fact, I think it was Roy Cohn. You know, the guy that was associated with Senator Joe McCarthy, the attorney, the notorious, eventually disbarred late in life, that attorney. Well, he was the mentor to Donald Trump. He taught Donald Trump everything he knows. Deflect, fight, fight, fight. Sue. All those tactics. Never concede. Well, that all came from Roy Cohn. And they were big buddies. Right up until Roy Cohn started showing that he was dying of AIDS. And then Donald Trump, of course, abandoned him because he has no human empathy. And, you know, you're only a friend as long as you're not, you know, transmissible.
If you want to know about the story about that, check out Angels in America. It's by a play by Tony Kushner. Really good, and involves Roy Cohn. Also, if Ron Johnson saying stupid things again gets people to go and look into the Republican response or what Republicans' role was in the AIDS epidemic.
It won't convince Republicans.
Of course not. But my point is, I think that should be explored. We should talk about that. Let's go ahead. Let's shine a light on the wonderful Republican response to the AIDS epidemic.
Johnson's comments were made on World AIDS Day, a national day of remembrance that began in 1988 after tens of thousands of people had died in the U.S. of AIDS in a span of 7 years. Here's a quote. The timing of this was crass and hurtful and harmful to people. What happened in the 80s was the exact opposite of hype, said Brian Bond, the executive director of the PFLAG National, which advocates for LGBTQ Americans and their families. Again, a quote from Bond, who is HIV positive. It is hard to believe that it comes from the mouth of a public servant whose job is to look out for the well-being of all the citizens and be mindful of words matter who they hurt. Johnson never really cared much about who got hurt. Hell, do you remember before Ron Johnson was a political figure, before he ever ran for U.S. Senate, because he had never served, you know, public office. But do you recall what he did go out there and advocate for? The shielding of the Milwaukee County Archdiocese, the shielding of the assets through the bankruptcy codes from the victims of priest abuse, of clergy abuse. Ron Johnson, as a Protestant, went out there and gave testimony and said, well, hell, if you're going to hold the organization accountable, I mean, who amongst us is ever going to be able to have a organization? You know, the Boy Scouts? Well, they also had their problems, as fate would have it. Right, Ron?
Having this all come out into public has exposed things that didn't need to be exposed.
It's always his problem. It's always his problem.
I just always, you know, I found it a little indefensible that Ron came out and basically defended the Catholic Archdiocese against the victims of clergy abuse. Said here's how they should be able to shield their assets from the penalty, from the claims. So that's how Ron sort of ventured into politics. See if there's more here. Johnson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he was referring to the May 1983 study of 8 New Jersey families Fauci was involved in that concluded 8 children and infants with immune system diseases who were born into families with well-recognized risks for AIDS. So this is a very specific dynamic, right? Fauci wrote it was not known whether the diseases were in fact AIDS and not a congenital disease, but that some appeared to meet the criterion. The study reported on 8 children with a disease closely resembling acquired immune deficiency syndrome and that some cases might be AIDS. However, public health officials have been cautious in their acceptance of the reported sickness as being true cases of AIDS, the New York Times reported at that time. Back in 1983, Ron, there were disclaimers on the articles back then.
Welcome back.
Fauci wrote in the Journal of American Medical Association following the study that it is possible the virus could be vertically transmitted from mother to baby before and after birth. Perhaps even more important is the possibility that routine close contact is within a family household can spread the disease. Well, we now know that that's probably not the case, right? We've discovered that because the science has advanced and there's many more cases, and we know that people don't transmit AIDS back and forth through handshakes or hugs.
Wait,
or close proximity.
You're saying that the science evolved from the 80s as far as AIDS goes? That's crazy. It's almost exactly the same as when they go after Fauci for saying you didn't necessarily need to wear a mask early on in the coronavirus problem because we weren't completely sure exactly what was going on there. But yet later on, it evolved.
You know how long it took Fauci to correct the record? All of 2 months.
Uh-huh.
2 months later, Fauci was quoted in the Baltimore Sun saying it was impossible to contract the virus by social contact, like sitting in the same room or in the same bus as a person with AIDS. Johnson characterized the two statements as flip-flopping. Here is a statement. If he felt it was so preposterous on June 26, why had he raised the possibility and stoked fear less than 2 months earlier? Unfortunately, by June 26, the damage had already been done.
What damage?
I'm not clear. Fauci did not immediately return a call for email or email seeking comment. Responding to an evolving health crisis, Mike Gifford, president and CEO of Vivint Health, which provides health care services to patients with HIV and AIDS, said scientists and public health leaders respond to health crises as they unfold in an effort to get their best information to the public as quickly as possible to prevent death and illness, which can mean changing guidance as they learn more about a health crisis. Not a crisis, just a cough. Dr. Fauci has demonstrated that throughout his career of always providing us the best information possible. And when new discoveries and new information come forward, being a reliable source for that information. And does that mean that we learn and we grow? Absolutely. And the message has changed? Absolutely. But in doing that, Dr. Fauci has always provided us with the best information possible, Gifford said. And what we've seen in his leadership is what we need in leaders. And that is to take the best information, share it with our constituents, share it with the general public, and update it as we learn more. And that's what happened with Dr. Fauci in the HIV pandemic. And it happened with Dr. Fauci with the COVID-19 pandemic. And thank goodness it happened. Well, let's not forget, Ron Johnson's been out there seeking to educate the public as well. Had Senate subcommittee hearings on the ivermectin, the pasting. Ron Johnson is a paster, but he's going to attack a doctor who took 2 months to discover that AIDS was not transmissible through household contact, so changed his guidance to the public. You know, flip-flopped, as Ron would call it.
You know what I'd say flip-flopping is? Saying you're not going to run for another term and then running for another term.
Oh, you mean like Ron Johnson is now threatening to do, even though he was on this very radio program, The Devil's Advocates. Ron used to come around. And he said, oh, I'm done. Said he was done when he ran for re-election back in 16. But now he says, oh, God, who else could carry the mantle if not me? You know, we need guys like Ron Johnson leading this nation. Or not. More devils.
So Obamacare is still in place, and we've doubled the debt. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
What would you say you do here?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.